Well, I was asking Lorelai that tough question about who was head of a household, and it was kind of a trick question, but she did good. And there's no question when I was growing up though who was the authority of my household. That was definitely my mother. What my mother said, we did. There was no question about that. All my mother had to do was look at me a certain way when we were in a store, and her authority came through because I knew that if I didn't obey, something bad was going to happen when I got home. And so her authority was really important. So when we think about, you know, I have to admit that I am a little bit of a junkie when it comes to TikTok. And I watch TikTok videos, and the recent social media postings and everything show a lot of people who are challenging even our law enforcement these days. People that get pulled over and claim that they're not part of, they're part of a sovereign instead of a citizen of the United States, so they don't need to adhere to laws, even when it comes to speeding in their cars and everything. And now they're using this to go to court and get out of tickets and everything. Sometimes the lawyer or the judge doesn't even want to deal with it and just dismisses it. I mean, what has happened to authority? You know, there is some sort of authority that comes with my collar. If I'm not wearing it, obviously most people don't know that I'm a pastor. But inevitably, when I am wearing it in public, you know, I love doing this, and you're going to think it's a little bit mean, but I don't think it is. But I love actually wearing my collar into a bar and sitting at the counter and ordering a beer and watching the facial expressions of everyone that's sitting there. And so inevitably, someone will move over far away, or sometimes someone will move a little closer. And I hear one of two things every time that this has happened, and I do this occasionally just for fun, but occasionally I hear one of two things. One, I get a confession about why they haven't been in church for the last 5 years. And then two, they start explaining to me what they understand about the Bible and how me being a leader of the church is so wrong. I hear one of those two things every time. And so it's interesting. I think it's telling also about the authority that comes with the collar. And I remember the very first time I wore my collar in public, and this was when I was in seminary, and I was going here's how old it was, this was 11 years ago, I was going into a Kmart, they don't even have Kmarts anymore, I was going into a Kmart to pick up a videotape because we had to record each other in class, how we did oversee the altar and the table and doing the Kyrie and everything, and so they recorded all that, and then the professor would have to review it. Anyway, so I went to go pick up a videotape. And as I'm walking to the section, the electronic section, a man and a woman, they see me coming. They both immediately stop and bow. And I was like, so I when I got up to them, I said, are you okay? And they, yes, Father. Yes, Pastor, Father, Priest, yes. And I mean, I'm like, I didn't say a word other than asking them if they were okay. And so the authority of a collar carries some weight. And for some reason, people tend to put pastors on pedestals, right? In some ways, you know, that's part of the reverence, I guess, that people hold for being a pastor. For some, it's just a piety thing, that there's a respect that comes with a person who has studied scripture and things. But the reality is my authority, the only difference between you and me is that I've gone to seminary and maybe studied a little bit more Greek or Hebrew than you. That's really the difference here. And yes, I have a master's of divinity, but you also can possess that same gift. You know, I was just talking with Bella this morning in confirmation class about who can serve communion. And there's a lot of argument about that, about the authority of the people who can serve communion. And when I asked her that question, I said, who do you think can serve? She said, I thought it was just you. And for the most part, she's right. But the authority of scripture, of sacrament, of how we understand even each other and what we do here in the church is important. And certainly there is a place for certain things. But sometimes our own piety gets in the way of understanding where true authority lies. Because it has nothing to do with me and everything to do with God. Everything. In this scripture passage, you know, Jesus comes in and even the devil knows who he is. And this isn't the first time this has happened. Throughout scripture, anytime that Jesus encounters an evil spirit, an evil entity, they know who he is. And they run scared. You know, they're like, did you come to destroy us? Why are you here? They immediately know they're in trouble. I was like watching my mother walking up the driveway when I knew I did something wrong. And in the back of my head, I hear, dun 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 dun. I know what's coming. That's essentially what these evil entities are hearing and seeing. Something bad is coming. Now here's the thing. Do we carry the same authority as Jesus? What do you think? Just, you could talk, it's okay. What do you think? Do you carry the same authority as Jesus? Yes, the answer is yes. So when you come up to an evil spirit, maybe it's that weird cousin at Thanksgiving, maybe it's that neighbor who's really ornery, do you carry that same authority with you and able to identify when evil is in your midst? Maybe not. When we were baptized, we were called and claimed as children of God. And, you know, nowadays, you know, if somebody knocks on your door, a random person coming in off the street saying, I am cold, I'm hungry, can I come in? Would you let them in your home? Maybe. Here's what probably is going through some of your mind. I'm just going to name it, okay? Well, they're a little smelly. I don't know if I want that smell in my household. So I think I better say no to this one. Or maybe this is a mentally ill person. I have children in this household. I got to think about their safety. Or, I don't know that I have enough to feed this person. What are they going to have? Does that mean that I need to prepare something? We can make up excuse after excuse. But the bottom line is, now, before I say that statement, if a police officer comes knocking on your door, what then? Do you invite that person in? If you did something wrong, maybe not. But the authority that a police officer has carries more weight. Why? Because of what they're wearing? Those are two completely different people, but they both are children of God, are they not? Then why do we treat them differently? It's our own insecurities, our own fears, our own anxieties that get in the way. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't use caution and be safe, because I don't want anything to happen to anyone here. But what I am saying is that we need to be less judgmental sometimes about who we invite, who is welcome. You know, first service, we had three visitors here that never come to this church before. And so I was very intentional about making sure I knew their name and made sure that they are invited to come back. But I wasn't the only one who did that. By the time I made it to Kim, the lady who was here, three other members had already gone up and said, "We're glad you're here. We want you to come back." I was proud of that because those people acknowledged that it wasn't just me who needs to do that. We all are equipped with the authority of Christ to go out. What does Jesus say in Scripture? To go out, baptize, and bring people to Christ, to come and see. Invite others. That's what we've been talking about the last couple of weeks. Last week, you might have heard me talking about the fishing analogy, to fish for people. That's what God calls us to do. And if we are proud of the work that we do here in this church, then the authority that we carry should go before us. And how do we receive the nourishment, the knowledge to do that? Ta-da! Right there. When we receive Holy Communion, it empowers us with the work of the Holy Spirit. That's what is activated in us to then go out and invite others, carrying the authority of a child of God. Looking at the other, saying, "That's a child of God. That's a child of God. That's a child of God. That's a child of God." That is what God calls us to do, to be able to see each other equally. And I know that's a tall order for some of us. It's tough. But nowhere in Scripture does it say that being a follower, a disciple of Christ is easy stuff. Nowhere. And so the challenge that we have, though, is to remember the authority that we have. The authority to invite. The authority to be encouraging and loving. The authority to be able to walk up to a complete stranger and say, "Welcome. We hope you come back." That carries weight, and it means something to a lot of people. That's why it's so important to invite others to come and see, to carry the light of Christ out into the mission field and say, "You are enough. You are forgiven. You are invited." You know, when I serve Holy Communion every Sunday, I often say, particularly here in the worship space, maybe I didn't say it last week because I was at home by myself, but I often say, all are welcome to this table. I am intentional about that statement because I want everyone to receive the gift of grace, to receive the gift of love, because it has nothing to do with me, my collar, or my authority, but everything to do with the host of this meal. And that is carried within us and empowers us to carry the authority of Christ into this world. And so, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I want you to remember your authority this week. I want you to carry that with you. You may walk through the store, nobody bowed down at you. You may walk up to your neighbor's house or someone maybe you don't know that well, and may not feel comfortable walking into a house that you've never been into before. But I want us to maybe put down our guard a bit and look at each other through the lens of Christ and be willing to embrace and love each other. We are all children of God. We are all equal in God's sight. Carry that with you. Know your authority. Receive the sacrament today, carrying with you the knowledge that the light of Christ goes before you. Amen.